When the apostle wrote this by the guidance of the Holy Spirit, he had just been telling them about an offering. Now, he spends 2 or 3 chapters talking about this offering. There was a big offering going on. There was a big plan to help the people of Jerusalem. And he was talking to the Corinthians and he said, you know, I heard about how much you all wanted to do so much for them. And because I heard about it, I was writing about you to the Macedonians or the Macedonians. I was telling them about you guys. I was telling them about your generosity. I was telling them because apparently when the word came out that they were going to take an offering to Jerusalem, the Corinthians were fired up. And they were, you know, I mean, they were ready to do one of those things. You know, sometimes you hear things and you have to learn to just say, well, praise the Lord. When you hear somebody write about, like I've heard people write about, you know, one time we talked about who would like to be the first one to be able to write $1 million check and put it in the offering. I probably raised his hand first. He was the quickest one of that because Clay understood if he could write a check for $1 million, he'd have to have a couple bucks more than that. But you know, the thing of saying, you know, Jerry Seville talked about one time, he said, you know, we should be the kind of people where we say, well, we're going to build a building, one guy gets up and says, I'm going to give 1,000, another one says, I'm going to give 10,000, another one says, I'm going to give 100,000, and pretty soon the offering's over, everything's taken care of, we can go out to church. Now we listen to that and we go, oh, wow. Well, you see, I think, with my wild imagination, that must have been sort of what happened at the Corinthian church. A bunch of people said, well, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that. And now Paul's writing to them. He says, okay, now, we're coming to your place. And I bragged about you, and because I bragged about you, I don't want you to be embarrassed when I get there that you didn't do what he said you would do. And I don't want the Macedonians, I don't want to be embarrassed because I don't want the Macedonians to be saying, well, I thought you said these guys were going to be so generous and they didn't do so much. You know, we have people who come to Hosanna who don't come necessarily wanting something, but they come expecting because they've experienced the generosity of this place. And we don't want to ever embarrass ourselves, do we? Because it's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. And one way that we give thanks is when we sow as well. And so Paul has been talking to them about this, and he has said to them, so make arrangements in advance for this bountiful promise gift of yours, so that it may be ready, not as an extortion wrung out of you, but as a generous and willing gift. We don't do a lot of extorting or wringing in this place. In fact, in 24 years, or 22 years actually, that we've actually been as a church, I haven't talked about it much except to say, if you give, God will take care of you, don't worry about it, you know. I don't bring anything out of people. But maybe while I wasn't bringing it out, I wasn't making it clear enough too. I wouldn't want you to be robbed because we didn't make it clear enough. But we are all at a place where as God grows us up, we come to certain places, we come to certain rooms in our walk with God, where we've grown up enough to where we're prepared to share. And when we're prepared to share, then we're prepared to receive. He says, remember this, he who sows sparingly and grudgingly will also reap sparingly and grudgingly. I don't want God to bless me pinching it in, and I suppose I better do something since I promised to do something for him. And God doesn't want to have to do it that way. He's got a window that he wants to open wide, and we just barely let a little breeze in sometimes. But he who sows generously, that blessing may come to someone, sowing generously that somebody else might be blessed, will also reap generously and with blessings. So you're going to reap generously, and then there's going to be blessings on top of that. There's going to be sprinkles on the ice cream. There's going to be something extra. Wow, what could be extra? Let each one give as he has made up his own mind and purposed in his heart, not reluctantly or sorrowfully or under compulsion, for God loves. He takes pleasure in. He prizes above other things, and he's unwilling to abandon or do without a cheerful, joyous, prompt to do giver whose heart is in his giving. You ever think of yourself as God saying, I'm unwilling to do without you? I am unwilling to be without you. I am unwilling to leave your side. I am unwilling to let you get out of my sight. I just love you so much, I want to stay close to you. I'm unwilling to be without you. I love you so much. I won't let anything come between you and me. I'm just trying to, I won't even let you out of my sight.